Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, May 10th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Food and gas prices jump across the USA. New Jersey considers paying people to get the COVID vax. Twitter going after Donald Trump Jr. New study shows the average millennial drowning in debt. Oregon considers a plan to sell marijuana to other states. Also ahead, Donald Trump wasn't the only president who despised the press. But first, Americans now spending more on basic necessities like groceries and gas. The price of fruits, vegetables, chicken, beef, and fish reaching all-time highs. Economists say increased fuel costs, decreased energy production, and a stagnating job market will only make costs go up into the summer. Remember, this is what crippled America when Jimmy Carter was president. New Jersey Governor Murphy saying the Garden State is considering paying people to get the vax. Direct deposits of $100 could help motivate some hesitant residents. About 30% of all U.S. adults fully inoculated. About half have gotten one shot. I would not use tax money to pay resistors. Bad idea. Conservatives firing back at Twitter after the social network censored a tweet from Donald Trump Jr. comparing Joe Biden to the aforementioned Jimmy Carter. Said Don Jr., quote, "Biden isn't the next FDR, he's the next Jimmy Carter," unquote. Twitter claims the comments caused confusion because Carter won the Nobel Peace Prize. Does that sound logical to you? A new study revealing the average millennial has nearly $30,000 in debt. Biggest factor for young adults, college costs, of course. The number of households with student debt doubled between 2001 and 2021. The median income for young Americans is $55,000 a year. Oregon officials facing an unexpected problem. They have too much pot. According to the state's Marijuana Control Commission, more than 2,000 growers have produced enough cannabis to supply the locals for 7 years, so lawmakers are hoping to sell the drug to other states. Oregon, as you may know, has also decriminalized hard drugs like heroin, so maybe they'll do that too. In a moment, Donald Trump despises the media, but another president was almost as outspoken. Right back with that. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, pressing the issue. Donald Trump despises the national media. We all know that. He believes its hatred of him led to massive corruption as false stories, often based on fallacious anonymous sources, brutalized his administration. He is correct in that assessment. The historical fact is this. Never before in America has a president been as vilified as Trump. However, most chief executives also loathed their critics, but did not confront dishonest press coverage as publicly as Mr. Trump has. Harry Truman hated many American media people. In a private letter to his Secretary of State, Dean Acheson, Truman wrote, quote, "We have men in this day and age who are prostitutes of the mind. They sell their ability to write articles, which will be so worded as to mislead people who read them as news. Prostitutes of the mind are skillful purveyors of character assassination and the theft of good names of public men and private citizens, too. They are the lowest form of thief and criminal," unquote. Give him hell, Harry. Any disagreement? Alert Americans know that most of the media is no longer in business to seek honest information. The corporations that own the national press pretty much dictate how the news will be covered. Studies show that about 90% of reportage on President Trump was negative. Approximately 65% of the coverage of President Biden so far has been positive. In fact, most of the national press likes Biden and loathes Trump, so the stats are not a surprise. In 2008, President Bush the Elder, certainly not a bomb thrower, wrote me a letter that said this about the national press, quote, "I think there is clear favoritism for the liberals and for the Democrats. Of course, I may be biased because some, like the New York Times, they are the worst, mercilessly hammer the president all the time." Of course, George W. Bush was the president. There is no question that Trump, Truman, and Bush are correct. The left controls the national media, and if you want to participate, you have to promote liberalism in your job. It's as simple as that. Of course, that erodes freedom because the American citizenry is not getting fact-based reporting in order to make responsible decisions. Propaganda now rules in the good old USA. The United States was founded on the principle that individuals should be able to live their lives free of tyranny. But today, massive corporations have imposed media dishonesty on we the people. Will they pay a price for that? Maybe. TV news ratings are drastically declining. Many newspapers are folding. Karma? I think so. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. Also, please check out my new book, Killing the Mob, already a big bestseller. Thank you. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Despite decades of public education campaigns surrounding nutrition, the nation's obesity epidemic is only getting worse. Data from the CDC shows a record-setting 40% of middle-aged adults are overweight. That's 90 million Americans. Major factors include lack of exercise and, of course, diet. U.S. adults routinely rank snacking as the biggest obstacle to losing weight. Here are some of the favorite options when indulging in between meals. Number 5, the simple cracker. Popular brands include Ritz, Triscuits, Wheat Thins. The treat is popular with parents and children. On average, the typical American eats 20 pounds of crackers every year. Next up, candy. Top sellers, Snickers, Skittles, and our most popular, M&Ms. Approximately 400 million of these little chocolates are produced daily. That's enough to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool each day. Number 3, cookies. America's favorite, the Oreo. Americans spend $800 million a year on Oreos. That's 34 billion cookies, or about 100 per person. Who knew? The second spot goes to potato chips. The typical American ate 7 pounds of chips in 2020, last year. Believe it or not, the first potato chip was actually a prank. In 1853, a customer at the Moon Lake House restaurant in Saratoga, New York, kept complaining that his French fries were cut too thick. Annoyed, Chef George Crumb sliced them razor thin, fried them up, and presto, first batch of potato chips. Finally, the number one snack in the USA, according to a survey from WebMD, peanut butter. The food was invented by Dr. John Harvey Kellogg of Kellogg Cereal in 1895 as a protein substitute for elderly patients without teeth. Today, 92% of American households keep a jar of peanut butter in the cupboard. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.